Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy Friday Eve. Happy Valentine's Day Eve. Do not forget, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And I'll tell you, I would get to the store as early as you can today to get, like, you know, your cards or your chocolates or whatever, because when I went earlier this week, St. Patty's Day stuff was already out. I am really excited, though, about tomorrow. Just so you know, I'll tell you in advance, we're going to take your Valentine's Day shout-outs, and we're going to play them back on the air tomorrow, just like we did last year, and it was really, really fun. Got some good news I want to share with you guys this morning, and I'm not sure if I'm more excited that a baby Stark is on the way or a baby Jonas, but there are reports that Joe Jonas and his wife, Sophie Turner, who, as you know, played Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones, they are expecting their first baby. That is going to be one attractive child for sure. So congratulations to them. That's so exciting. So is this. If you can join us, I know it's early right now, but at 8:30 this morning for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Celine Dion. So she's going to be at the Wells Fargo Center on February 26th, and we're going to make it easy. We are just going to take caller 10 for those Celine Dion tickets. Again, not now. This is at 8:30 this morning, and that would be, right, a really nice early Valentine's Day present to share with your love. So join us then, and good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
I don't know about you guys, but I think we're all kind of thinking, oh my gosh, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I got to get my act together and go get something, right? We were hoping to throw out some ideas this morning from you guys of inexpensive ways that we can show our love for our Valentine. Just cute little things that you can do maybe around the house. This is such a great idea. I think I have a girlfriend. She's got a tent in her house.
Oh.
What she did one year was she set up the tent on the floor in their family room.
Okay.
In front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
And surprised her husband, and they glamped it. They went camping on Valentine's Day in their family room. Wine, the fire. Doesn't that sound cool?
That sounds so romantic.
Right? And
yeah.
I mean, that cost nothing. And it's just such a cool idea. So unique.
Well, the one year for Valentine's Day when I was back in high school, I decided to also keep it cheap because, you know, I was 16 years old, you know, living off minimum wage at the time. And I made bacon roses for my girlfriend the one year.
Bacon roses.
Yes.
Yeah, so you fried up bacon.
Well, what I did is I put it in the oven, kind of spun around a toothpick. And then I took fake roses and I took the buds off of them and just used the stems and put them on. And I wrapped them up in, like, you know, one of those cellophane wraps and, like, handed it to her for Valentine's Day with a card.
What was her reaction, honestly? I've never even heard of that.
Super excited. I mean, who doesn't want bacon for Valentine's Day?
Bacon around chocolate, too. Have you ever had that?
I have not, but I was just thinking about that. Maybe I'll do that for myself this year.
So, yeah, we're just trying to throw out ideas we can all maybe use for inexpensive but fun ways to show our Valentine how much we love them. So if you've got an idea or maybe something you did once, give us a call. Share it. Here's our number, 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101. Valentine's Day. It's almost here. It's tomorrow. So we're trying to get ideas out there this morning about inexpensive but fun ways that we can show our love for our Valentine. What have you guys ever done in the past? Maybe something you're doing this year. Rebecca, go ahead. What's your idea?
This year I bought my boyfriend a Groupon for a shooting range.
Oh my gosh. So obviously that's something he's totally into.
He enjoys it. I also bought a Groupon for a lunch for two people.
Nice.
But I didn't buy it for him and I.
Oh.
I bought it for him and his son to go out and have time together.
That is so thoughtful. Oh my gosh.
Because when your kids get to be adults, you don't really get to see them once they start having kids.
Right. Right, right.
So it's about a 45-minute ride from us. So they've got 45 minutes to sit in a car alone and talk.
Oh, wow.
Spend an hour on the range, go have lunch, and another 45 minutes on the way home.
He's a lucky man to have you because, like I said, that's really, really thoughtful, Rebecca.
I can't wait to see his face tomorrow when he gets
in. And that's a great idea, too, just even a Groupon, because there you go. That's at a discount anyway.
I only spent, between the two, I only spent $30.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. Awesome. Well, I hope you have a nice Valentine's Day as well.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks. So we want to know about you guys. Have you ever done something inexpensive for your Valentine, but it was unique enough that it obviously showed how much you love that person? We're trying to get ideas out there because don't forget, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and I think we're all kind of panicking today. We have to do something. Let's get those ideas out there. Give us a call. Here's our number, 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101. All right, don't panic. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but we're trying to help everyone out here by getting some inexpensive but really fun, unique ideas about what we can do to show our Valentine how much we love them. But yeah, I mean, keep it inexpensive. Go ahead, Bobby.
Very inexpensive. Me and my wife are really into camping. So last year we were prepping to go on the Appalachian Trail and we were trying to save any money that we could. So as camping people, I took her to a park in Philadelphia, Fairmount Park, with my little tiny camping stove and a pack of ramen noodles and some flowers and a bottle of wine.
Oh my gosh.
And made her dinner right there, like in the off the side of Kelly Drive in Philadelphia.
Did she love it?
Oh, yeah, of course she loved it. Yeah, she's married to me now, and we made it through 2,200 mile hikes in 2019 together, so we're definitely in love.
Wow, that's really cool. Is that something that you obviously recommend, that Appalachian Trail?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course, the Appalachian Trail, but if anyone is into camping and trying to save money as far as making their significant other some dinner or just sweet moment, light a little fire and get your stove out and make her some noodles.
That is a sweet moment. You're right. Bobby, thank you for sharing that. And I hope you guys have a nice Valentine's Day.
All right, guys. You too. Thank you.
888-333-B101 is our number. Give us a call if you've got some inexpensive but fun and unique and romantic ideas for Valentine's Day. 888-333-B101. Okay, if you're wondering what to do for your Valentine, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. This is the last day. And I know we're all kind of like panicking and trying to get some ideas, but that's what we're doing for you guys this morning. We're throwing ideas out there about inexpensive, but really fun and unique and romantic ways that you can show your Valentine how much you love them. Go ahead, Joe. What do you do?
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Great, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. I had a call on this because what I used to do, I'd get done work early or take the day off without my wife knowing it. And I used to set the table, red tablecloth, balloons, confetti. I used to get the arrangement for my wife, my daughter, stuffed animals, even stuff for my son, donuts.
Yeah.
And you just have it all set up on my dining room table. So for when they come home, they can see it. And it always made me feel good. They got excited when I did it.
And you know what's cool? You included the entire family in your Valentine's Day gift, you know?
Yes, I did. I would get my daughter a red bear. I got my son a red dog. And they loved it. I did it because I wanted to do it for my heart.
And that's what it's all about. And if you can do it inexpensively, even better. How about this? Maybe we could pay for your Valentine's Day gifts, because if you answer our IQ, and we're going to play in just a few minutes, you could win $202. That's what's in the jackpot. Give you a quick preview. There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? So stick around, because again, 740-ish, your chance to win $202. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1. I know we're all thinking about Valentine's Day being tomorrow, or if you forgot, there's your reminder. At least get a card for that someone special. But today is also what's known as Galentine's Day. This is a day for, you know, just the girls to celebrate together. And there are actually events taking place in Philadelphia tonight for Galentine's Day. So here's one, just so you get an idea. Like if you go to the Penn Museum from 6 to 9 tonight, you're going to get a special tour of the very tough and strong and independent women of the museum. There's going to be a strong women trivia game, stand-up comedy, hands-on activities, scrapbooking, feminist button making. I wonder what that is. Got to check that out. But there are lots more events that you ladies can go to together. If you are interested in checking them out, just go to our website because we've got the whole list up there.
B101Philly.com. Question. Philly's B101.1.
Be awfully nice to win $202 right before Valentine's Day, wouldn't it? And you can if you answer this IQ. Here it is. There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? Hey, Mike, good morning. What's your guess?
Cell phones.
Cell phones. You know, one day there's going to be like the iPhone 1200.
There you go. Well, the number hits.
Not it, Mike, but have a great day.
I'll play the number in the lottery, 1200.
Do that. Good luck. Take care. All right, so keep calling then with your guesses. There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? Again, not cell phones. $202 for you if you guess it right. And our phone number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
All right, let's see if anyone's going to win the jackpot this morning. $202. You got to answer the IQ correctly. Here it is. There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? Hey, Faith, good morning. What is your guess?
Greeting cards.
Greeting cards. Any particular type of greeting cards?
Valentine cards.
That's it. Congratulations.
Yay! That was fun.
Hallmark actually sells 1,261 different types of cards for Valentine's Day. That's a lot.
Wow.
How many have you bought already for the big day tomorrow?
I've already bought six.
Six? Well, you know what? We're kind of reimbursing you because you just won
$202. Wow, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
you're welcome.
You.
Congratulations, and I hope you enjoy Valentine's Day, and I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information.
Thank you so much.
So for Valentine's Day, tomorrow morning at 7:40, we are going to have a brand new IQ for you tomorrow, and it's going to be worth $101. So best of luck then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.